One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sam Pamphlon.
Tom McCall.
Welcome to our inaugural episode of Desert Island Crisps.
Thank you.
Our castaway this week.
Yeah.
Is a wonderful person.
Right.
Is a award-winning comic.
Yeah.
To name a few.
Go on.
The 2013 London Cabaret Audience Award.
That's a big one.
The 2014 Main Award from the Funny Women Awards.
That's only half the population.
That's big.
It, so.
2016, her debut Ed Fringe show, 31, was nominated for Best Newcomer.
That pissed me off, I've got to say.
2017, the best female comedian and the best show at the Edinburgh Fringe, courtesy of the Scottish Sun, for a second show, Jaded, which went on to the Soho Theatre, I believe.
Yep.
And upon our Castaways website, she describes herself as a comedian, a writer, dancer, actress, piano player, opera singer, beat boxer, rapper, photographer, good with computers... Can draw, can cook, good at hair and makeup, Renaissance woman, and fishmonger. It is, of course, no other than Jade Adams.
Jade?
Welcome, Jade.
Welcome.
I'm so full of myself.
Fishmonger?
Fishmonger, yeah.
What's that all about?
My mum was a fishmonger until that supermarket she works for decided to move her because she had an old contract.
Oh, she mongered at the supermarket?
She did. So I worked with her for 3 months and I got sacked for eating a prawn wonton off the counter.
Get out.
But my mum worked there for 25 years. But okay. Oh, no, maybe longer than that. She's on her 30th year. She's coming up to. But about 2 years ago, they've moved her onto shelves. All the older ladies who had these older contracts from the 90s... cost the company too much money, so they basically...
I didn't realise supermarkets' contracts were like footballers' contracts, that you sort of come to the end of them and all of a sudden you're on shelves.
Well, they don't end. Basically, my mum's got a rolling contract, and until she leaves, that contract stays. My mum had to go through all these unions, and all the other old dears that worked there left, and my mum was like, no, I'm not being bullied out of this building.
Oh,
so
yes.
She's kept her old contract and the hours she does, but they've put her on shelves instead.
That'd be hard, going from fish to shelves.
It's been really hard on her body. She's had like a massive shoulder complaint. She broke her ankle recently as well, so she had a load of time off, legend. She's tripped on some Tupperware, which I'd say is the most 80s injury any mother could...
I've slipped on the lids before.
Yeah, she did
it's
the whole
pot done.
And turned her ankle on it.
Nasty.
And three bones snapped in half.
God, I didn't know you had that many bones in your ankles.
Three leg bones that go down into
three,
the ankle.
I'm sure is it three?
Yeah, you've got... There's like a thinner one, and then there's two of the larger ones.
Why do they bother with a thin one?
Oh, no, it's that evolution, mate.
As well as all those other things that you said you are on your website, you're also a lover of crisps.
I am a huge crisps fan. I've been asked and have done a lot of podcasts, which have all been lovely, but there's nothing that's excited me more than being asked to talk about crisps, because the reason I'm an overweight woman is solely because of crisps. I say on stage it's because of steak, because it's contrary and we're all living in vegan lifestyle at the moment, and I like to do the opposite of what the masses want to do. However,
it's not true.
It's not true. It's solely crisps, to the point where when I was younger, mum would buy a multi-pack of crisps from Asda with a 10% discount as well. I would eat them all and I would hide the packets in the sofa arm. Like, go through 32 bags of, like, crisps and hide all of the packets inside of the arm.
I used to do that. I used to do it because mum would come back from Waitrose. As soon as she came back and put them in the cupboard where the naughty things were, I would take the multi-pack of crisps into the bathroom and eat as many of them as I could because I didn't want my brother to have them.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty...
So, mate, that's the only time you'll catch me eating Ready Salted when I'm bullying my younger brother.
Wow. Ready Salted has been a later thing, but I really enjoy them now.
That's... Younger, okay, explain yourself, please.
When I was younger, I used to think, oh, how boring. Anyone that has a Ready Salted crisp is boring. And then as I've grown up, I actually really appreciate a Walker's Ready Salted.
Well... What do you think of the old salt and shakes?
I don't like them because the salt doesn't go over the crisps enough.
No, you get like one amazing crisp.
No, you get one intense crisp.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend and we were in a pub and I bought like an array of crisps, brought them back to the table.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
You sit the bags down, it's all the good flavours.
Yeah. There we are, guys. She opens up the salt and shake, pulls out the salt and says, Tom, we've won. That actually happened.
What have you won? You've won 0.5 of a gram of salt.
There you go, my love.
0.5 of your intake during the... No, I think that whole thing is your intake during the day.
No, it's not. 6 grams of salt a day. You'll have 6 grams.
6 grams?
I haven't had that today.
You've not had your 6 grams? You will have done in a minute.
Hey, I'm going
to... Give me 20 minutes.
Well, now you're on the island, Jade, and all you're going to be eating is crisps.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about
that. You are going to be salted.
Yeah.
So shall we venture into our first choice?
Yes, do it.
My first choice of crisp is the beef monster munch.
Okay. Right. So producer Adam is cracking the bag as we speak. And for sound reasons, he's going to decant them into a bowl.
Okay.
Because chubby knuckles, which I have, will make a lot of rustling noise. I've got ham hands.
You have. Like chipolatas.
So what's your history then with the beef monster munch?
I'm a working class girl. It's nothing better, is there? Uh-huh. So in monster munch, you get the multi-pack, and in the multi-pack, you have the flaming hot,
yep.
The pickled onion and the beef.
Oh.
And I always love the beef.
But that's up against two really strong flavours. Like Flamin' Hot. And
it's a very strong multi-pack.
It is a strong multi-pack.
I'd say it's possibly the best multi-pack.
I would agree, because there's no weak link there.
No, there's normally always a weak link.
Yeah, it's normally the Ready Salted anyway. Sorry, Jade.
No, and there's not in this pack. And the other thing is I love a maize crisp.
Thank you.
Maize is the... I think it's an... Is that an American...
Is maize corn?
It's maize... Yeah, yes.
Maize is corn.
Yeah.
So it's good for you. It's a veg.
It's a vegetable. The other thing that I like to do is that I like
they're
to
they're basically vegetable crisps.
They are.
Yeah. And they're baked. They're baked, not fried.
Baked, not fried.
They're baked vegetables.
My favourite thing to do with a beef monster munch is to take off the toes.
Yeah.
And then just leave one to then turn it into a wedding ring. And when I was little, my finger could fit through the hole.
That was nice.
I used to like pretend I was engaged with a beef monster munch crisp.
Have they got smaller? Or have they got bigger?
Much smaller. So there was a period of time in the late 90s where the beef monster munch changed.
Yes, 95.
I love that you had that to hand.
Well, that was like a...
That was when Walkers came in.
That was like you remembering
in.
A World Cup game.
Italia 90.
Egypt 1-0, Mark Wright, big head. Walkers took them over in 95.
Made them smaller.
And just like ruined them.
With Walkers because they are sort of trying to go for the monopoly of crisps. Tom knows this. What's the percentage of the market they got?
It's currently 55 after they bought up. It was 45, but then they bought up someone else, and now they own 55% of the crisp market in the UK.
Well, Walkers do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are the best.
They're good at what they do.
What I love about Walkers is they have their staple, but they recently, in the last 10 years, bought out a crisp that was... So Walkers weren't doing a posh crisp.
Yeah, yeah.
A diet crisp, as some working class people would call it. Some crisp sensations. They're diet crisp. They're posh, they are. So they bought out the share bag.
Yeah, it's just a bowl.
Oh, my God, it's an incredible crisp.
Really?
Are they different? They're not. Are they supposed
they're
to be
thicker.
Crisp? They're thicker.
They're thicker than a Walker's, but they are Walker's, but they're thicker.
I've not had them.
So are they like crinkle cut, or are they just...
No, straight Walker's, but thicker.
They're going for some of that Brannigan's market.
They're going for the Tyrrell's market.
They're going for Tyrrell's?
Yeah.
Right.
Posh crisps just don't do it for me. No. Kettle chips, all of that.
There is nothing more disappointing in life than going to a party. When you go to a party, you know, like it's kind of...
bit grown up, but there's like a little buffet thing. You think, okay, fine. Well, I can, you can amuse yourself at the crisps for a bit. And you put your hand in, and it's a slightly salted kettle chip.
Oh,
is that the worst thing?
The white bag.
Yeah, the white bag.
The white bag of crisps.
Oh, horrible. Salted.
That's a Nazi's crisp.
Slightly salted.
Cider vinegar and things like that.
Yeah, you want something
slightly salt. Just salt it, mate.
Yeah.
Why are you slightly salting?
It's like they made a mistake and they put it on the bag. Did you salt it?
Slightly.
Well, we'll have to write it down. Can't have people thinking it's actually got any flavour on it. Partially flavoured.
Mm.
No, do you remember the Monster Munch had they brought out like a special edition one that turned your tongue blue or turned your tongue green. Yeah. Remember them?
I don't remember this.
I remember those.
Yeah.
They brought it out on Halloween. It was the same flavour as pickled onion.
Yeah.
So pickled onion flavour.
Yeah. But they brought them out on Halloween and they turn your tongue blue.
Yeah.
Really healthy.
I don't like stuff that turns people's tongues a different colour. It doesn't feel good to me.
It's not right, but you know, it is a
crisp.
If
it turned your nose a different colour, I mean, no one would be happy with that. Yeah, you try it. Turns your ears blue. I don't want to eat that.
I'm totally going to eat that crisp.
Oh, I'll eat one. I'm going to turn my ears blue.
If only for Instagram.
Yeah.
Monster Munch had a limited edition vanilla ice cream pack come out once. And instead of covered in salt, covered in sugar.
That's disgusting.
I think so.
Yeah. But there is a trend now. There is a new thing happening. So Marks and Spencer's are doing it. It's like they've created a market that could never have possibly existed. And they're bringing out things like Prosecco-flavoured crisps. Mm.
How dare they?
What is that?
That is middle-class people encroaching on working-class space.
There you go.
Big time.
Can you imagine going to a party and then it's all going, oh, some crisps. Yeah, what are these? Prosecco. And you just... I'd punch the host. I'd go in there.
Absolute travesty. Just don't mess with the flavours.
Yes, producer Adam.
Aldi, I believe, are selling Chardonnay-flavoured crisps.
Aldi sell, you know, flip-flops next to guitars and courgettes. You can't trust Aldi about shit,
what?
Mate.
There's one near us in Norwood Junction. Is it a Lidl or an Aldi, Adam?
It's an Aldi.
Right, the steak is really good. Like, it's loads better than Aldi's the supermarkets. But you go in there, and it's like the whole idea is, look, we're going to sell everything really cheap, but what we get in return is we're just going to hide everything. And then if you can find it...
You have to discover where our stuff is and then you can buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought a toaster in Aldi the other day.
That's blowing my mind.
I mean, this isn't a mega marché. We're not in Calais. You know what I mean? A toaster in Aldi.
Next to...
A dehumidifier.
Genuinely, it was next to a kettlebell.
A kettlebell?
An actual kettlebell.
A pack of big pants.
It's like a supermarket sweep. It's like there's nothing in there makes any sense.
Why didn't they just go for the booze in supermarket sweep? The idea is you've got to go and get the expensive stuff.
Oh, don't
fill your trolley with whiskey.
Because it was daytime and they couldn't encourage
people
to drink. Those
people filling their things with inflatable turkeys.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Yeah,
go for the fags. Yeah. Just, you have to queue, the woman that's in charge, and you go, yeah, I'll have 10,000 Marlboro gold pieces.
Give me all your £10 scratch cards.
Yeah, because you could fill, if you filled the tube,
you filled the entire...
Like millions of pounds.
And even if you didn't win, you'd have like a million scratch cards. You're going to get some money back on that.
Damn straight. Oh, just a bit of a knowledge nugget. Because I land here about maize.
Knowledge nugget.
So a maize is a corn. It's a cereal grain first domesticated by indigenous peoples in southern Mexico about 10,000 years ago.
Well, don't tell Donald Trump.
Contraseña para wifi, por favor. I love Mexico. I went there 2 years ago. It was lovely. Tulum.
Yeah, well, you're flying to Cancun, Tulum's south of there,
then you
right?
drive.
We were like halfway down to Tulum, like in the middle. Playa del somewhere.
Yeah.
Playa del Carmen or something.
Playa del Carmen, mate.
Oh, Jade.
Oh, what Jade, are the chances?
I felt we had a lot.
Did you go to Casa Jaguar for food?
You can't just make places up.
We didn't leave our hotel.
Two complexes up, Casa Jaguar.
Casa Jaguar.
Yeah, you missed that. But no crisps. Bringing it back.
Crucially, well done, thank you. Professional.
So
coming back to these, I don't know, very good. I don't normally like meat flavoured crisps. I'm going to say that, but.
It's not real meat.
But for Beef Monster Munch, I will make an exception.
Mr. Bovril.
I love Beef Monster Munch. I think they're a wonderful choice. Sam, you went for pickled onion in your pick, didn't you?
Yeah, I went pickled onion.
Which I think Monster I would still, Munch riding high.
I would so still far. Choose pickled onion or Flamin' Hot over beef.
I think yeah. it's a great choice, Jade. I commend your choice.
Thank
and
you.
I will be nipping over to your part of
You're island. Not allowed to on the island. You're not allowed to share crisps.
Okay.
Are they right. just for me then?
Just yeah. for you.
And is it an unlimited?
An
unlimited bag yeah. of crisps yeah. for the rest
like
of
Like when you go to the newsagent, there's that box with a hole in it. You got like 10 of them.
Do you know what? The dream is like I get to a stage of my career where I've got not bags of multi packs of crisps, I got boxes with elves.
So you just put your hands in, mm-hmm. just grab, yeah. and they're stacked up next to the fridge.
Do you remember?
Did you see what I've done there?
Classic. That's a crisp eater.
Yeah. You turned it into what looks like a wrap of drugs.
Well, basically, if you have ever been to a pub before and you've everyone's bought crisps, the classic thing to do is to wrap up the packet of crisps that you've just eaten from, and then you fold it into triangles, and then you flip the triangle inside, and then it ends up just being a little triangle of crisp packet. People that are listening will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful. Right. Also, you can take the bags, put them in a low oven.
And make dry them smaller.
And make them into key rings.
Key rings.
So, Jade.
Yeah.
What is your second bag you're going to bring onto the island?
That's my second bag is the salt and vinegar squares.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Another okay. Walker's classic.
Okay.
I'm a big Walker's fan.
Yep.
You'll be hard-pressed to find me not eating a Walker's.
Fair dues.
Here we go. Oh, look at them. There's barely any in that packet.
But that's why they're so good for you.
Mmm.
They're like one of the lowest calorie crisps out there. Oh, yep. On the basis that they don't this weigh
is,
very much.
This is one of yours as well.
This is one of mine. This is in my desert island, Chris.
Is it?
I just think...
For reliability.
They're so reliable.
They're
always good. They're always tart and tangy.
Tangy. Yeah.
They go brilliant with sandwiches.
They do. In but sandwiches.
In sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the beef monster, you can't do that so much because you no. hurt your roof of your
you
mouth.
You hurt your palate, yeah. yeah. We've talked about that. Like... If a crisp is too bulky, you bite in and it pokes through the soft white bread and attacks the palate. And it's yeah. always just behind the front teeth. You're like...
And then you've got, not only are you hurting on your palate, but then you've got the Kingsmill white loaf attached to the back of your teeth and you're, yeah, yeah. You're in a pickle.
It's really hard to get bread off the back of your teeth.
It
off
is.
The front, easy peasy. But off the back, yeah. nightmare.
Tongue manoeuvres. So these another... I'd say that a roast beef Monster Munch is a more nostalgic choice.
It is, but I still eat them. I've bought two packets this week and eaten them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell but it
yeah.
is quite nostalgic. But these both are nostalgic crisps. But we didn't get... Mum bought the Monster Munch, but she didn't buy these squares.
No, I felt like squares have had a resurgence. I feel, and obviously memories are, you know, polluted by time or whatever and things aren't necessarily as it was, but I feel like when I was younger, squares were like an outlier. They were there... But people didn't really go for the squares. And now I feel like they feel front and centre.
Well, weren't squares a Smith's product?
Maybe they didn't have the... They probably didn't have the marketing.
Maybe Walker's actually aided a
product. Made them better.
Yeah.
Well, they full-on put their... You know, squares packets have changed. Like, they look way more Walker's now than when they did.
Because
they used to be in a... There should have been a much thinner looking packet and you could see the squares through them.
Yes.
And they were light blue.
Much like the chipstick.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much
they
like
were the brother.
Chipstick.
The
yeah.
brother of they chips, are. The chipstick.
They are the yin and yang of the same... Well, they're not because they're the same flavour. But they're the opposite of the yin and yang.
They're the yang and yang.
I mean, like, the thing about salt and vinegar chipsticks, you know what you're getting when you get a bag of chipsticks and they're always going to be pretty... Yeah, they're going to give you the tangy eye.
I like to... Bite the end off a chipstick and then push it into my teeth.
There's the square.
There it is.
It's not great, really. Adam, our producer's just passed it over.
Looks completely different. Do you know what? It looks like it looks like a 1970s England shirt.
It does. It looks like the 1982 World Cup shirt.
Well,
Adam, this is terrible radio, but.
Maybe that's why they did it.
Smith's, yeah. Ready salted salt and vinegar, and they did a cheese and cream. No. Trees and onion.
So I just typed the word salt into Google, yeah, and straight up it comes with salt and vinegar squares controversy, and I got really excited, and then I remember that's something I've Googled before. and it resulted in no hits.
No information.
Nothing, no information. There has been no controversy. Gutted. Yeah. Tom, so you're a fan of these?
Like, it's a solid crisp. It's it's a reliable crisp, and I think it's brothers in arms in the multi-pack.
Yeah.
I would never buy a cheese and onion. I would never buy a ready salted, but those two, the cheese and onion square.
Mm. It is a good cheese and onion.
It is. It's not, we are going to talk about this shortly, but it's not the, for me, it's not the best cheese and onion taste there is.
Okay.
There is one in particular, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Oh, some seeds are being laid here, I think.
Yeah.
The cheese and onion is a very difficult flavour to get hold of. And I find that the squares cheese and onion, they rely too heavily on the cheese.
Okay.
Whereas the cheese and onion, my favourite cheese
I
and onion.
I want the honk of the onion.
Yeah, you get both in the cheese and onion I love. It's when it's too cheesy, then you've got just a cheese crisp. And I don't want a cheese crisp. I have Wotsits if I want that. Wotsits are a great crisp. I know what I'm getting. They're going to be cheese.
And you don't actually tend to ever really get cheese crisps.
No.
You get always get cheese. You get cheese-flavoured puffs, balls, maize snacks. You won't get a cheese crisp.
No.
Can you think of any? It's always got onion or chive or something.
There's always some kind of little summit.
Church cheddar, kettles.
Again, they're not crisps.
They're not crisps, though. They're an abomination.
They are middle-class crisps.
Yeah.
It's a pig in a frock. I don't know what that means.
It was a great analogy. I just didn't know
where. Yeah, but sometimes you can just come up with a good analogy and then people won't. Conversation moves on. No one has the time. Well, that's like a dentist in a wigwam. All right. Well, again, I totally agree. Salt and vinegar squares. They're in my top three.
I think they'd be in everyone's top five.
Well, you say that, but I keep seeing these. Adam, you disagree?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the top five. Do you not think they're a little bit like, you know, like the cheesy moments and the ones you get in pubs in the little...
Oh, the Scampi fries.
Scampi fries are my fourth.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They have a similar texture. It's probably the maize.
But the squares are made of dried potato.
Yeah, they are a potato.
Yeah, so you like scampi fries. I think that is, scampi fries for me are the crisp that you eat through your nose.
As in the taste is
the taste is so much of a smell.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really smell them.
They're beautiful. We went into this last week. They're the ultimate, like, private crisp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't like sharing them.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, you can't. There's only like 12 pillows. They are pillows, right?
I always order two.
Scampi pillows.
I buy two of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then... that means I don't have to share my packet.
Yeah, fine. Nice. One for the table, one for Jade.
Yeah. Always. That's my entire diet.
Oh, God, I love smelling my fingers after it. Genuinely, love the smell.
When we were younger and we ate scampi fries, because they sold them in the convenience store opposite our school, all the lads used to be like, oh, Fanny.
Yeah. Well, weirdly, we brought this up last week, and that there's an advert for scampi fries that they ran. Now, scampi fries, because I used to get them in old man pubs, I kind of feel like they were like a bit more of a dignified snack.
Well, it came out of a cardboard.
It came out of a cardboard, which kind of gives it a bit of class, doesn't it? Yeah. Like it's an adult's crisp.
Yeah.
And this advert was a guy at a party, and he tries to follow a girl. So a girl walks past, and he's like, whoa, and his mate's like, go on. So he follows her into the bathroom, because it was okay then? Yeah. I don't know.
It's fine in the 90s to follow.
And she's like, you know, hit the bricks, fella. I wish I could say hit the bricks. Hey, hit the bricks. And so she tells him to hit the bricks. And so he's like, oh, no. So then he goes into somewhere else on his own. And he's like, oh, no, I didn't score with that girl. So he pulls a bag of scampi fries out, where he's had those, no one knows, because they'll get all crushed up in your pocket. Although they are probably a more portable snack than most.
They are.
And he eats the scampi fries, goes and sits down between his two mates, and sticks his fingers under the nose. And they're all like, "Whoa!"
Is that the advert?
That was the fucking advert, I swear to God. And then at the end it said, "Scampi fries, just like pussy." Right at the end it says, no, they did say that.
I was like, "Whoa!"
It did have quite a kind of out there tagline, though, didn't it?
I can't remember what it was.
Talking about 90s adverts. The Tango advert, where he's just going to hit people. Yeah, he's just going to hit people.
I got banned in my school.
How annoying.
Well, everyone tangoed each other.
Yeah, everyone's walking up. A boy, like, lost hearing in one of his ears.
Burst his eardrums.
Yeah. Some serious business.
I've eaten the last one.
That's fine.
Jade, you've got the rest of eternity to eat these crisps.
I will have.
Wait, like...
Yeah.
Okay, here's the advert. Right, so we'll describe it as we're going along for...
So they're at a house party and there's like three absolute knobheads all sat down.
That's essentially it.
And there's a hot girl with her midriff out. She's walking around. There's a disco ball. They're chatting. He's going out thinking he's having a bit of her. He walks upstairs. She's like, no, piss off. He stands behind the bathroom.
Put your bricks
up. Goes into the bedroom and he's eating some scampi fries. He's shoving them in his mouth. And then he goes down to the lads. He sits in between them. And then as she comes out of the toilet, they wonder what he's done. And then they he puts his fingers under their noses. And then they think he's put his hat...
Oh, that's the sweet smell of success.
No bloody way.
There we
that's
are.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Imagine that now.
Advertising is such a great way to gauge what society was at any one time.
Post-Weinstein, that's...
Pre-fucking Napoleon. I don't know when this is okay.
That'd be someone will do an Edinburgh show about that one day.
Let's do it. Line them up.
Well, sweet smell of success, it'll be called.
Yeah. And everyone gets a packet of scampi fries under their seat. That's all I've got.
Legs. That's it. I mean, it's the startings of a show.
You know, we're scampi, you know, scampi fries, the ones you took off the cardboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the nuts? And there was like a...
Naked lady.
Yeah, underneath to make you buy more nuts.
It's
like, oh, we nearly get one more. And we get
and the landlord's like, oh, he's pulling one off her arm. Oh, come on. Oh, he saves the last $2 for last. What about her face? Don't want to see her face. Only interested in the boo-boos.
Just a weird... Like, who's that guy? Who, like, if you... The guy who buys the last bag of nuts just turning around to the pub going, you're welcome. Everyone owes me a penny. And they weren't good nuts either. They were the... So there's not KP. There's
Big D.
Which they?
Big D, I
Big
believe.
Big D.
Dry roast is the one. I don't like salted.
Yeah. Dry. What's the best accompaniment to a dry roasted?
A pint of lager.
But a crisp accompaniment.
Oh.
We've had this chat. So, you're going dual snack.
Yeah.
You got your pint of lager.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's cold. It's crisp.
Yeah.
Okay. You got your bag of dry roasted.
Yeah.
But you found that extra 60p in your pocket or whatever it costs at a pub, £3. I know what it is. Go on.
Ox flavoured crisps that you can only get in a pub.
Whoa.
Yeah, or that's
Tyrrells.
No, it's not Tyrrells. They do a...
Burks?
Burks, Ox's crisps.
Oxtail or just Ox?
Oh, is the company called?
No, the taste of the crisp is called Ox.
Yeah,
I've Ox face.
I've got a picture of it.
You've got a picture of it on your phone?
No.
That's handy.
No.
There'd be some kind of...
But they are. They're one of those posh brands that you get in the pub that are like...
But these aren't posh at all. They're not posh.
Oh, really? Oh, they're called real... These things.
Let me see.
Real crisps.
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. For real crisps, weirdly enough, the woman on the front of the salt and vinegar pack looks exactly like my wife.
Oh, really?
It does. If you,
is that why you married her?
Yeah, because my favourite flavour is salt and vinegar. And
she was like, well, you look like her.
Yeah, so that's good enough for me. What's your name, please?
I've got this photograph on here. And it was meant to be a really funny Instagram. And it was in a pub. And it basically, there was a string up on the wall. And on the string was like about 20 bags of crisps. But they'd sort of been ordered in a way. So on the right-hand side, you had your beef monster munch. You had your squares. You had your quavers and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But on the other side, you had a selection of posh Tyrrells crisps.
Right.
And I took a picture of it. And I was like, Brexit.
Yeah.
But it never got what I thought it should have got on the internet.
Great. It's like a modern version of that Two Ronnies sketch. You know, I'm posh and I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm middle class. I never actually worked out what the joke was with it.
Oh, I've not seen that. But I haven't watched anything.
Okay, I mean, that's not possible.
No, I've watched some stuff.
You'd fall over all the time.
I haven't watched any, like, I haven't watched the stuff that normal people have watched. Like, I've never watched Alan Partridge. I don't even know what it is.
It's about a dentist who lives in a wigwam.
Yeah, I thought I heard that.
Yeah. So, is it time for us to go for your third choice, Jade?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, I personally feel like this is going to be the controversial choice.
I've got a sneaking suspicion what it may be.
Yeah.
I think some
she dropped some heavy
clues have been lain.
Yeah.
Now.
Lain.
That's a good word. L-A-I-N.
Yeah, I don't know any time I ever say it. You know. It's the kind of thing like a frat boy in America, like, hey, how'd it go, Christy? Dude, I got lane.
Anyway, Jay.
Unfortunately, so. I was in the fast lane.
Sweet smell of success. Crisp number three.
Please, my Jay. Crisp number three is Walker's cheese and onion.
I knew it.
Oh, that's...
I knew it.
Crack the bag. Oh, it is, no, there is that onion.
It's like French onion soup.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
So, yeah, cheese and onion. Walker's. You'd have loved it in my house because we used to get the multi-packs of them and no one would eat them. We'd have boxes full of cheese and onion.
Why would
Walkers.
No one eat
You'd
them?
Have loved it, but you'd been terrified. Why am I living with a different family?
Who are these people?
So what my mum did, right, because there was such an overwhelming amount of cheese and onion Walkers in our house, she started designing recipes where she could use them up.
I know what she did.
Go on.
Crispy top.
Crispy top.
Crispy top,
on
mate.
A fish pie.
Yeah.
Trust.
Really, cheese and onion,
yeah.
Fish pie, crispy top.
Yeah.
Been there, mate.
She used to melt a bit of butter with it, with Worcester sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the top, bake it for a bit. Thank
well done,
you, Jan.
Mum.
Thanks, Jan.
I feel like that's the kind, I was saying this to Tom before, that I would totally eat that, but I don't want to know that it's Walker's cheese and onion crisps. I kind of want someone to say, oh, this is... This is a fractaled potato topping. Then afterwards, tell me it's crisp. But at the time, if I'm eating it with fish, I consider fish to be posh, apart from fish and chips. So I kind of don't want to... But it does sound amazing.
Do you know what, right? I'm being pleasantly surprised by this. By this crisp. I never eat them.
But, they're so light.
I'm sat here just kind of... I've had my roast beefs. I've had my squares, which are staples for me. I'm eating that. And there's a glee in my eyes. I can feel it. I'm glowing.
You are.
Look at me. I'm laying back. Oh, thank you, Jay.
It's like the crisp has impregnated you with a sense of hope.
The thing is with the Walker's cheese and onion is like when I was younger, I didn't like drinking wine. I didn't understand why people would drink something
as
that
like
made
a child.
You thirsty as a child.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't understand why people would drink stuff that made you thirsty.
Yeah.
There were lots of things that I didn't really...
When you put it like that, it's pretty stupid, isn't it?
Isn't it stupid? Like red wine, like why the hell are you drinking that? Like you're just going to have to need water after it. So I just didn't understand that. And I didn't really understand Walker's either because I was like, well, why have Walker's when you can have like Monster Munch, which has got a monster on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like squares, it's got like the squares popping out of the bag, and why have all of those things? Why have a Walker's cheese and onion? But as you get older, it was my mother who was loved a cheese and onion, as did my sister, and they had the relationship of the two of them having cheese and onion crisps, whilst I was sort of on my own and having the chicken roast chicken or the prawn cocktail Walkers because they were like slightly fancier. And as I've gotten older, I've realized that, you know, the simple,
it's like an appreciation of the simple things, which is like, I suppose when you're a kid, you're moving so quickly, you want the biggest and the best, which is why I always went for salt and vinegar because it had the most flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have considered cheese and onion to be a step back, hence hardly ever have it, but that's touched me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not into any other cheese and onion flavour. I'm not a cheese flavour crisp
really?
Girl. I only like Quavers.
Yeah.
But just because they're a lovely maize snack. But when it comes to crisps, I will never buy cheese crisps.
No.
I will buy cheese and onion crisps because it's not heavily reliant on the cheese flavour.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a bit of onion in there.
Yeah.
The other thing I love about Walkers is when they bake, you get a bubble of the potato, and that bubble is basically like it melts on your tongue.
Yeah,
it's
they are actually Walkers are quite bubbly, aren't they? A lot of other crisps,
not like a Royster, like it's a subtle bubble.
Royster steak crisps are incredible.
They're in my three.
Mate, what's your third?
What scampi fries, T-bone steak, Roysters,
Space Raiders.
Space Raiders are novelty.
Novelty?
They're novelty.
They're an essential.
Tom ate 20 bags and his mouth came out.
24.
24 bags and inside of his mouth peeled off.
Mouth corroded. Went white. For real. Try it. When I was about 15.
Hey, if you don't believe me, try it. No, it's fine.
No, I think...
Yeah.
How many are you in, son?
Oh, my God.
You can turn them into cars. That's the novelty of a Space Raider.
That's a Transformer snack.
That's a Transformer snack.
What do Space Raiders look like?
It's got an alien's
They've
face.
They've got little alien heads. 10p a pack they used to be.
Oh, crap. Yeah, they're great crisps.
Yeah.
They're better than the pickled onion Monster Munch.
Ooh, yeah. Well, they're in my vote, so yeah.
All right, okay. Well, that's out there.
They do come with a little comic on the back as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Extra. I mean, they're not anymore.
Wow, Tom, you're the only person that's read it.
No, Asterix, like, do you remember the old packs? Now they've just got the alien head on it. The old pack had this sexy kind of alien woman. Yeah.
It's like now they've forgotten their history.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're smashing the patriarchy.
Are they?
Yeah. Everything is, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
That's how it feels.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's your three then, Jade. So what have we got? We've got the roast beef monster munch.
Yep. Solid.
I'm a big fan. Salt and squares, standard.
Really good.
And the cheese and onion Walkers is the most popular crisp in the country.
I know.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's the most popular flavour for Walkers, and Walkers
is the most popular crisp.
By far outsell everything.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. But I feel like it's only just become a part of my life.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank you, Jay, for that.
I might even buy a bag at some point.
Why not, mate?
Do you know, with a ham and mustard sandwich,
yeah,
and then you put cheese and onion crisps in it with none of this sourdough crap. We're talking Kingsmill white thick cut.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're talking like your crumbed ham.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
You're talking...
I like breaded ham because it's like, do you think that little edge of bread, that little yellow weird rind, is really doing anything? It's such a small proportion of the ham.
Oh, but it is.
Like, it's a slice of ham as big as a head, and then you've got this tiny little, like, dusty yellow minge around the top. It's kind of be like, oh, because I love breaded things, I'm like, yeah, get the breaded ham. It's not breaded. It's not really breaded.
Cut into triangles.
Go on. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
A triangle cut with some mustard.
Yeah.
Lightly. Speckled mustard.
English mustard.
Yeah. You don't want whole grains, too fancy.
You can't mess around with that.
You can have a whole grain mustard if you're going for like if you're making your ham yourself.
Yeah.
If you're being posh about this, then of course go for your whole grain mustard.
Mm-hmm.
If you are wanting to have, you're coming in after, and I work at night. I come in sometimes, and my favourite thing to have is a packet of Walker's cheese and onion, a ham and mustard, English mustard, Kingsmill sandwich, and Heinz chicken soup. That is a great
Heinz
meal.
Chicken soup.
Cream of chicken.
Mm. Which sounds gross when you think about it too much.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Actually, and there was no controversy about the Heinz cream of chicken soup, because I think what they do is they get all the chicks and they just put them in it's mechanically recovered, because you can't really cook a chick and take the meat off it. It's too labor intensive. So, and I might be wrong here, please don't sue me, but what they do is they blow... They boil them.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. And then they blast them with an extreme amount of air, and it just blows all the meat off. And then you just have these little chicks. It's so terrible, guys.
Wow.
But when you look at the chicken meat in the soup, it's like, it's some small strands.
You can shred chicken?
Yeah, but it's really small bits.
Sam, you've like...
I think I've been lighting.
What have you done there inside your own...
I don't... Honestly, I'm not saying that I find that funny. I just found it funny... then, but I don't
blow actually, the chicken.
But just the idea that you just like, how do I get the meat off this? I was like, just blow it off. Yeah, and at first the guy's going, blowing on the chick, going, no, that's not going to work. Hair dryer, fan. Then they build a machine, stick them all in,
blow the meat off like that. And they've got a big bucket of slurry meat, and they're like, fucking, that's brilliant.
Done.
Hey, let's turn this into soup. Well, it's a very small bit. Cream of chicken. Cream. Call it cream.
One of my favourite videos on Facebook that I've seen, or actually I watched this on telly when it was on, is Jamie Oliver showing kids how chicken nuggets are made.
Yes.
And then, like, he basically, like, zhuzh it in a blender, like, all the bones and all that sort of stuff. And then he makes them. And then after the kids have watched it, he says, now, kids... who wants to eat this chicken nugget? And they all put their... yes, lads.
But that's kind of
yeah. My barbecue sauce, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't care. They're like, yeah, I know how that's made. I've got YouTube. It's disgusting for the chicken.
Well, then, I think before we offer you your dip of choice, Jade, what is that upon the horizon, Sam?
Oh,
flapping down a...
It's a gull! A gull! It's Stephen Seagull!
Oh, hello, Stephen! Hi, Stephen!
Stephen, buddy, come on!
How
come
are down. You, Stephen? What have you got there in your scary little mitts?
There he is.
Oh!
So he brought us a gift.
Each week, Stephen Seagull brings us what we affectionately refer to as... Well, for me, it's a foreign crisp.
A broad crisp.
A broad crisp.
Maybe I call them a broad crisp. Crisp you ain't seen around here before. Dodgy crisp that's going to bring house prices down if they move in next door to you.
Take our women.
Take our
jobs and all that.
Yeah.
So this week...
Cheese and onion, mate. There's cheese and onion here. You go away with your paprika.
Okay, so this week's gift from Stephen Seagull is from the House of Lorenz.
It doesn't say the House of Lorenz.
No, it says Lorenz, but it's now going to be known as the House of Lorenz.
Welcome to the House of Lorenz.
It's a crunch chip, which is kebulka flavoured.
Kebab Z.
Kebulka.
What's kebulka?
I think kebab is...
Is it what kebab is up the front? Is it like a chicken?
Oh, hang on, look. We've got pictures of onion and garlic with the kebab, so maybe...
That's what Zud... So maybe kebab is kebab. Zed, maybe they just call garlic Zed.
Yeah, okay.
That is a disgusting... They've chosen probably the worst image for a kebab I've ever seen.
That literally looks like someone's sawn off someone's leg and then roasted it.
Yeah, it looks... Yeah, because the spit looks a bit like the bone. But of course, there are three bones in a leg, aren't they? Didn't know that. Let's have a go.
And so it's an X cut rather than a ridge, as I think it would be commonly known in this country.
Is an X cut like a thick cut?
I think it's a ridge cut. I'm going to open the pack.
Right.
And whilst I do, let's not say anything funny.
Okay.
They're open. Here we go.
They look good. They look like Walmart.
You know,
Max.
I'm really not happy about this. You know that.
Jade,
I'm so Johnny Brexit. I'm like, these are...
I do not think these are posh.
Live a little,
mate.
Jade. Live a little.
Okay.
Here we go.
Guys, can you hit me up?
What's the...
sweet.
What are you getting on the nose?
Sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Like school dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not hating the scent.
I'm concerned it's not going to have tang.
They're not that salty. We've had a beef monster munch. How dare they?
It's like a... it gets worse and worse as well. It starts okay, and then it just...
There's no real flavour on it.
I'm going to try one that's got more of a colour.
Yeah.
Oh! Like the shaken...
Okay, give us one that's covered.
Have you got one out of the bag that's got loads of covering on it?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Are you guys getting anything? I keep waiting, hang on.
Yeah, get yourself one with a lot of colouring on it.
Which one's got, that's got colour on it?
I think we can decipher it's not a reliable crisp.
No.
Even within its own pack, it's unreliable.
Yeah. There's no real tang for me.
No.
I think if I'm getting a doner kebab, you want salt. It's going to be some tang from... It's just salt, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
There's no sort of, there's no real meaty flavour.
Well, as Jade pointed out, I think we've already had the king of the meaty crisp.
Yeah.
And our palates are...
Here we are.
Go on.
Potatoes, parm oil, kebab flavour.
That doesn't really let you know what's in it, does it? Do you know what? Because, I mean, if you work in a kebab shop, by the end of the day, your hands are kebab flavour.
Yeah. Something called maltodextrin, which does not sound good.
Oh, that's fine.
Garlic powder, pepper, chicken meat powder.
This is
a chicken kebab. Spices and herbs. Yeast extract powder. Certified sustainable palm oil.
So it's got palm oil and then some certified sustainable palm oil. That's not good, guys. So, you're off the heroin, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm still taking heroin. But I am off the heroin. These aren't good. So you've got the option, Jade, to take these onto the island instead of one of your three? I think I know what the answer is.
Oh, no.
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 I wonder if Stephen will ever gift us with a genuine option. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've got a little surprise for you. Mm. And we can edit this out if it doesn't work. But I was talking to Tom about a new release on the market.
Yeah.
There are these new McCoy's chip shop flavour chip shop crisps. And so McCoy's are normally made of potato, like cut from a potato. These are sort of the dried potato ones. So they're like a crisp. So I brought us a bag each.
Oh, Sam.
Oh.
And
I'm not normally a McCoy's fan. I'm not into a Ridgecraft.
This is not a McCoy's as you know it. So this came from a pack of six. I ate three of them in the supermarket car park. In one go. As research.
Oh, they do different chip shop vibes. They do curry sauce.
Oh, these are like... Oh, do you know what these are like? You know the chips, the fish and chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
Oh, they're good.
Get your nose in there.
Wow.
Yeah. They smell vinegary.
They're not fish and chips. Mmm.
Aren't they good?
They are great.
They're thick, aren't they?
They're really thick.
Mmm.
Oh, they're vinegar heavy.
They're really vinegar heavy.
Oh, it just made me go...
Yeah, perfect. That's a
good thing.
The tingle.
You know the disco dust.
You know the fish
dust.
And chips crisps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Disco dust.
Yeah.
You know, at the bottom of the pack.
Dust. Yeah.
They're good, Sam.
They are really good.
Thank you for that gift.
You're right, you're welcome.
How did you sneak them onto the island?
No, well, these are just three bags that floated ashore.
Okay.
I thought I'd share with you. So, as with every castaway to the island, you get a luxury item.
Yep.
But that luxury item has to be a dip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I think your selection of crisps is really well chosen. Cheese, meat, salt and vinegar. Like, you've got a nice broad range.
You can leave one alone for a while.
Yeah.
And then come back to it. And it would be a revelation.
Yeah.
Didn't you pick all like the same flavour? Like
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. So, what would your dip of choice be? Bearing in mind, it's got to work for all three crisps.
That's a huge question. Because if I'm going for a dip, I normally go for a caramelised onion dip.
Ugh. Ah.
Hummus.
I'm against any hummuses that aren't just hummus.
Oh.
I'm kind of with you, Sam.
I feel like you're messing with the Mona Lisa or something, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the four-way pack.
Oh yeah, in a super yeah. With the garlic and the cheese and onion.
I would have the garlic will go with all of these.
It will.
Wow.
So was it Thousand Island, garlic?
Thousand Island, garlic and herby, sour cream and chive. It's not in a posh one you might get a tzatziki, but in the basic standard one you get in the supermarket, the four way, three white ones and a pink one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the white ones?
Garlic, sour cream and cheese.
Mmm.
Mmm. Not into that at all.
Fine.
I tell you what, a garlic dip would go wonderfully well with Stephen Seagal's proffering.
Yeah, do you know, like the garlic sauce you get at the kebab place, a pot of that would make those crisps good.
Yeah.
But on their own, they're not good enough. Because texture-wise, we're talking about the kebab crisps here, texture-wise, they're fine.
So you also get a soft drink for the rest of eternity, Jade.
Yeah. Diet Coke comes as standard, but you can change it.
I will always change Diet Coke.
Fine.
Nice.
Diet Coke is the devil's drink.
Really?
Yeah, I am drinking it right now because I am salty.
We've had a lot of crisps.
Mm-hmm. So I'm all right with it right now, but I would never, ever opt for a Diet Coke. I'm an overweight woman. It's sacrilege to my kind. However, I've got two. Basically, I've been addicted to Coca-Cola for years.
Yeah,
I was. And another reason why I'm fat as well. So I don't have Coca-Cola as much anymore. And also, I can't have it anymore because it makes my farts the next day rancid.
Do you get farts from Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola does.
Yeah, like sugar makes my farts insane. Like
really?
My boyfriend can't be anywhere near me. So I've actually opted for a new drink, which I've been drinking now very happily for about 3 years.
Okay.
You make it sound like a partner.
Yeah. Well, I did have an addiction, Sam, so I don't appreciate don't take you piss. Not to
All
take
right, mate,
piss.
Sorry.
My
granddad was addicted to Coca-Cola in the war.
True.
True. It's when it still had cocaine in it.
Did it have cocaine in it?
It was made with coca leaf, yeah.
So sorry, Jade. Yes.
Yeah, go on.
I've changed my drink. I'm living very happily and I drink it every day.
That's nice.
I drink Causton's rhubarb.
Yeah, I drink the apple one.
It's apple rhubarb, this is. It's the most delicious drink I've ever had.
I don't know this.
Mm. It's light, it's not too heavy on the sweet.
Mm.
Now I'm older. It's an interesting flavour that you don't often get in a drink because I'm bored of your black currants and your Cokes and your lemonades. I find them really dull. But everyone will really like you if you've got Causton's rhubarb in your fridge.
Well, you've got an unlimited supply now.
Forever.
I'm as you join us on the island. I'm afraid it's not forever because, you know, we're probably going to die of malnutrition in the next couple of weeks.
No, well, you speak for yourself. I'm really good at fishing and I'm a fishmonger.
Exactly.
So. There you go.
I knew that would come in handy.
Yeah.
There you go. What's coming on up for you? Give yourself a little plug.
I'm in Go 8-Bit.
Oh, yeah.
On April 15th. I'm on the last episode.
You are.
The finale. So my last game that I chose was Rock DJ. And I sang, this is that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white
gold. What's the Guitar Hero?
No, it was Rock DJ.
Is that a different game?
Yes, that's the singing one.
Oh, right.
And I got 99%, if we all remember.
I was playing guitar and I did not get 99%.
You absolutely sucked balls on the guitar.
I did, I sucked so much balls. Yeah. You were very, very good.
I sing, though, don't I?
You're a good singer, yeah. Yes. You got lots of claps.
I did get lots of claps as well. I also dressed like I was in a computer game in that.
It is always good.
I'm also making a new show. So I just said goodbye to my last show. My last two shows have been all quite pathos-y and personal
hurt.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I, when I was doing my show last year, I realised I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah.
So I was really glad to say goodbye to both of them, even though they have been great. But I'm writing a new show called The Divine Miss Jade, which is basically if Bette Midler went to Edinburgh, this is a show she'd do. So I'm making that over the next 5 months.
So you'll be at the Edinburgh Festival?
I'll be at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at Pleasance 2 at 9:30 p.m.
Too.
I know, babes. They've upgraded me this year. I'm also going to be the new face of Sun Bingo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which, that's a nice
It's always
gig.
A little... it's interesting saying that to people because people are really happy for me and then realise that's the
yeah.
some
might
stuff.
It might affect some of your gigs in Liverpool.
Oh, I never gig in Liverpool. Never have done.
Probably. Never will.
Never will do. I know, they're funny about it, aren't they?
They don't sell it.
Yeah, no, because of the...
Hillsborough,
I don't think they'll recognise me. I look very different in this advert. Yeah, because there was a Hillsborough disaster, wasn't it? And then the Sun reported it badly. But this is Bingo, this is not the newspaper. Yeah. All the people that...
So Babs was doing that before, wasn't she? Babs. Barbara Windsor was doing a Bingo.
Yeah, Babs did it. Yeah, she did it for a while. And there's been all sorts of fun TV personalities that have done it, and the advert's not, it's really good.
Yeah,
it's like I was ready to be cringing at it, but it's funny.
Nice.
All done on green screen as well, but there's a bit where I'm in a harness and they've got me hoisted up in the sky. It was painful, right on me vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, that's the best place to grip, apparently.
The fanny.
Yeah. It's the fulcrum of the woman.
Yeah, the badge grip.
That's what Donald Trump was doing. He was just trying to stop people falling over.
What you didn't see, Sam not only like just said the word fulcrum to imply something out of a vagina, but he did the hand actions of the shape of a giant vagina.
Fulcrum. That's a V. It's a fulcrum. That's what a fulcrum is. I would never say that to a naked lady.
No.
Lovely fulcrum.
Luckily, I'm not often around naked women.
No, neither am I.
No, or babe. So yeah, I've got like lots of TV things coming up as well. I'm going to be on Chris Ramsey's show as well.
Oh yeah.
And I'm hosting the Comedy Central Comedy Live, live at the Comedy Store as well.
Brilliant. So, have you done the Comedy Store before?
No, but this is not that.
Oh right, okay.
Because my chap heard that I got this gig. He's also a comedian. And he was like, you motherfucker, you don't even do the store. And I was like, meh.
Now you're the face of it. You don't even play Sun Bingo.
So I've got like loads of telly stuff and I'm excited about writing my new show. That's the main thing I'm excited about. Every time you do a new show, you learn new stuff. And I've learned loads from the last. I didn't learn anything from my first show, my newcomer show. You don't. You never learn anything from your first year because they blow smoke up your ass and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be the biggest superstar in the entire world. Then you go up with your second show and I did really well. I sold like 95% of my tickets last year.
Wow. That's amazing.
But it didn't feel that way because there's you know, your second year, you're sort of old and you don't have the buzz around you that you do in your newcomer year because everyone loves it when it's new. So you learn a lot more. You learn about, you're able to take a step back and look at what you've created.
Also, people are going to come to see you. So I think, I remember Aisling in her first year, Aisling B, she sold out her run like by the time she'd got there. And I was like, that's amazing. She's like, no, Sam, it's not amazing. No one who's coming. I don't know what I'm doing.
Commit to it. Go on.
No, I lost it. I've got that sweat that rises up your body. I've got that. You're a dick. All the way to the top of my head. She said the people coming are coming because of hype. So they'll sit there and go cross-armed. Yeah. So there's something different about an audience that wants to come and see you.
or excited and they'll buy a ticket up there.
Yeah.
It's much nicer.
It's a very exciting time for you.
It is. It's super exciting. And it's nice because, you know, it's, the more and more you do, the less frightened you are.
It tends to go better when you feel like you don't care and you don't have to. You do it for you a little bit more.
Yeah. But last year's show, I wrote about my best mate and how much I love her and we fell out.
Oh, no.
In a really big way. She was going through quite a tough time and I was up in Edinburgh, so I wasn't in a place where I could be that...
So you fell out during the show?
Yeah, right at the top.
Well, that's going to affect it.
It really did, because the ending just didn't work. And so I had to do this whole month where the ending wasn't working because she was being a dick and I was being a dick and I couldn't speak to her because I was angry at her. But that's, it was so annoying. And I had a night happen on the 16th where I just lost it. There was a couple that comes to loads of people's shows. They're really sweet. They sat on the front row of my show and just looked like they hated it.
Because it was a 58th show they'd seen that week.
So they looked like...
slept in a week.
They ended up telling me after that they loved it. It was one of their favourite shows.
But they had no more laughter left.
They had nothing left in them. And so I did it and I was still, you know, I'd fallen out with Babs and I was feeling a bit shit. Cause she's my, you know...
Yes.
I lost a sister and then I found her and... And I really wanted to talk to her because I was doing Edinburgh, but she had a lot going on and I couldn't speak to her. And I was just... Poor Rich, my boyfriend, my God. And then I did this show and then I just, at the end, I cried my eyes out and just went off stage and Rich hugged me. He was like, don't worry, love. And I was like, I just don't want to go home. I just lost it. And then I'm back off stage crying and I heard Rich say to someone, oh, yeah, she's a bit upset at the moment. And then he came around the corner and looked, and I went, no, I don't want anyone here. And then he went, oh, yeah, she's just around here. And I was like, and I thought, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you sending people around? And he'd sent round Dawn French and her husband. And I was like, oh, I'm really glad you're here, but why have you come tonight? Yeah. And she was really sweet. I'd met her beforehand. It's not just a random Dawn French occurrence. But
I just like to, every time you and her mention anything on Twitter together, I always try and get in there because I want to hug her so much and I'm just don't know how to orchestrate it. I bet she does. Her hair smells great.
She's a really amazing woman. I was working in a cafe a couple of years ago and she phoned me. I've been getting this missed phone call for like 3 days because I thought it was someone trying to get money out of me. And she went, oh, hi, it's Dawn French. And I went, fuck off. And she went, no. And then I realised that we do have a connection with each other with our agents who work across the office from each other. And she was like really complimentary and she said, well, why don't you come and see my show? I'm on in London. It'd be lovely to meet you. So me and my
agent... So at this point, all she's got of you is that you're crying.
No, saying this is before all of
this
that.
This is before all that?
Yeah. This is when I first ever spoke to her. So you've got to think of it this way.
So if someone phones you up and says, hi, it's Dawn French, you do say fuck off immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Chinny wreck on.
Yeah,
chinny wreck on, mate.
Because you know the moment you go... Hi, it's Dawn French. You go, oh my God, Dawn, hi. And all you've got to hear is in the background, there's a bunch of your mates going.
She's basically like my Jesus. Like when I was a young girl being overweight and also dancing as well. And I saw the mirror routine, which is where Dawn and Darcy Bustle dance. Yes. In front of a mirror together and Dawn's her reflection. Like when I first saw that routine, I was like, oh, I could do it. I can do it too. It's like one of those things.
Mm.
Which I'm sure is very annoying for Dawn French, because any girl that comes up to me and says, oh, I'm doing what you're doing, I want to punch her in the face.
Yeah.
Because I hate being copied. It's like my least favourite thing in the world.
No, I'm doing it. Go away.
Go away.
I would like to eat your dinner. That's not a compliment.
That's not happening.
That's a nice jacket. Can I have it?
We went to her show, we met her afterwards, and I'm just a girl from Bristol, worked in Asda once, and I'm in this backstage, and Dawn French is there talking, and then Imelda Staunton turns up, and I'm sat in a green room with, like, Dawn French and Imelda Staunton, and I don't know what the fuck is going on, and Imelda Staunton's telling us this mental story about the press night of Gypsy. I think it was press night. It's a 20-minute monologue in Gypsy at the beginning. And she goes on stage, and all the world's press is there. And she starts telling the story like I was about 4 minutes into my monologue, and I realised that there was a mouse inside of my costume. And the opening monologue is 20 minutes long, so there was absolutely no fucking way that she could
have. She had 16 minutes of definite mouse time.
She had to basically live with this mouse. And she said, and after a while, I realised that me and the mouse were working together.
I love actors, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mental.
Crazy.
Absolutely mental.
But then Dawn said after that, she said, oh, if you ever happen to be in Cornwall, why don't you come and visit? So I was having a little...
Immediately booked tickets to Cornwall. It's funny, I'm going there right now.
No, that's
but
not
you're
what...
there.
That's not what
as it turns out, you just sat there with your little knapsack on a broom over your shoulder.
And I said to Rich, I was like, oh, well, my boyfriend, I was like, do you want to come? Now, Rich in the 80s was a huge fan of The Young Ones, and his first love was Dawn French in The Young Ones.
Yeah, yeah.
My boyfriend's into a curvier lady, and always has been, without any exception whatsoever. Yeah. And he, if he could have hit her in the face with his erection when the door opened... So she invited. I already met her, so she was like, "Hey," and I went, "Hey," and I hugged her, and she told me how beautiful I was, and I was like, "Oh, thanks, Mum." And then he's there, and on the way there, he was going, "Oh my God, oh my God!" I was like, "You're gonna have to calm the fuck down, mate.
I'm gonna help myself."
And then I could hear his heartbeat in his throat, like he was really
like a little bird.
And then a door opens, and Dawn goes, and Dawn looks at him, and she opens her arms, and she goes, "Can I get a hug?" And I went, "Yeah, you fucking can." He'd love that.
Yeah. One of those hugs where you don't let go for it. Yeah. Like, hey, okay, you go to break it. They're still there. All right, okay, yeah. You have to keep going back in three times. Like. Then you have to give them the tap on the shoulder. That's enough. Bop, bop, bop.
Anyway, she was a lovely host, and it was so nice. We kept trying to leave. We thought we'd like, because we'd been there like an hour, and we thought, oh, it's time to go. And then, yeah. And then she like got us another drink, and then by the fifth hour, we were like, should we just like, it's like, should we go?
Yeah, should we not tell her? Should we just do like an Irish goodbye? Just like, she comes back with her G&T, and you're like, you're gone. We're like, Dawn, we clearly overstayed our welcome.
I know it sounds really braggy, but it's just, I'm not bragging. No. At all, this sort of stuff hasn't happened to me before, and it's, you know, she walked around the house. I mean, it was amazing. She said, "Do you want to have a look around the house?" The first thing she said,
"What did you steal?"
I didn't steal anything. There must from have Dawn been French's a little. Something. She something. Might listen there to this. Be, Dawn, I did not steal anything.
There must be somewhere in the
a little
house.
Little trinket,
a trophy of a Terry's chocolate orange, like a golden Terry's chocolate orange. I reckon.
Have it.
Have it.
Jade, it's been awesome having you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been so lovely. I do love a podcast.
It's good fun, isn't it?
We met on Russell Howard's Great Lash Christmas.
We did.
Didn't we?
You were lying on the lawn outside having a Snickers, and I thought, she's all right.
I'm such a ledge.
Just really chilled out. Just kind of going, my first telly job, eating a Snickers. Like my 15th, and I'm just absolutely still shitting my pants. Craig Davis is in there. Keith Chegwin was there. He kept pointing to me going, hey! And he would just tell a story, and you were like, is that fucking Keith Cheggers? I didn't even know he was there.
Pat Sharp was there.
I didn't see Pat Sharp.
Oh, I had a day with Pat Sharp as
Pat
well.
Pat Sharp was there.
Yeah. Pat Sharp was there.
Pat Sharp, Keith Chegwin. What?
They got everyone.
This passed
in it,
me by
they?
This show.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Will you come? Will you? You're on the island now, but we'd love to have you back if you ever change your selection.
I'm just gonna say it out loud.
Yep.
The lime and coriander Walker's Poppadom crisps, mate. Try them.
For another time.
Another time, mate.
Love you.
I'm going to sail away now.
All right.
Bye, Jay.
You fashioned that boat incredibly quickly.
Bye.
Bye.
See you soon in a couple of weeks.
Those are the words. Well, thank you to Jade Adams, and we'll be speaking at you next time on Desert Island Crisps.
Thanks, Jade. Bye.
Bye, Jade.
Bye.
Bye, Stephen. Thank you, Jade Adams. And thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you, as always, to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.